Danny, I guess another frustration at Fratton Park, but another point and another clean sheet.
It is, as I say, it's becoming the same mould, isn't it? Every time we play at home, we control games. To be fair, they started coming out of a go first half, first 20 minutes, and then gradually started to push back, and then come 70 minutes, taking off their strikers, which only means one thing, that they're shutting up shop for a point.
This is a team that's fourth in the league as well.
Yeah, and like Murph said, Murph was coming off the game and said he hasn't had a shot to save, so it shows you we've dominated. Yeah, okay, it's a bit frustrating, but at the end of the day, you could still say there's two or three good chances that we've had that maybe we should convert at the end of the day. If we're not creating nothing and things, then, people will get even more frustrated. But as I say, we're frustrated no more so than anyone else. But like I say, we've got to get our heads down and obviously go again and try and get 3 points where Notts County.
And you could tell in that second half there's a period when the crowd really tried to lift and get behind you.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fault the fans, obviously. Summertime it is frustrating. But I think the thing is, over the last sort of 4 or 5 years, there's been different managers here, different styles of football, and I think the way that we're playing now compared to teams of the last two or three managers, it's a bit more patient, and it wants it to go wide, it wants to keep the ball, wants us to dictate games, and I think we're doing that. And yes, it can be frustrating for the fans some of the time, but at the end of the day, we are where we are in the league, playing the way we are, so hopefully that they understand that and keep getting behind us, and hopefully we can keep picking up the points and keep staying where we are.
Yeah, because you are second, even though there has been a few frustrating home results. You just feel in time things is going to click here and someone is going to be opened up far more easily.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. As I say, it's, like I've said, possession-wise, shots, final third entries, we're controlling games, which is the main thing. And, stats don't lie at the end of the day. Yes, OK, it's all about scoring goals. And like we say, we're no more so frustrated than anyone else that we're not scoring as many goals at home as we'd like to. But at the end of the day, like I say, we're controlling games. We're playing football the way the manager wants us to play. And, like I say, hopefully it will click and it will come. And hopefully, like you said, someone will come and, really have a go, and we'll open them up and get a few past them and really give them something to cheer about.
Is it a dressing room where there's frustration at the moment, or do you just look at the league table and think, well, actually, we're not doing so badly?
No, not at all. As I say, we're our biggest critics. At the end of the day, we've come in and we are so frustrated. Like I say, Murph hasn't had a save to make. We've spent a lot of time in their half, and obviously, we feel that we deserve the 3 points, but at the end of the day, you don't always get what you deserve in football. So, like I said, we just have to keep our heads, keep going, keep plodding away, and keep working hard in training. And, because we want to be top of the league, we don't want to be where we are at the moment, we want to be top. And, like I say, only hard work and work on the training pitch is going
to
do that.
Frustrating moment for you when you seem to have played Connor Chapman in only for it to be pulled back for a Pompey free kick. I guess that's just the case where you were hoping to get an advantage.
Yeah, like I say, again, things don't fall for, if the referee plays advantage, he's in 1v1 and the form that he is in front of goal, you expect him to put it away. But like I say, it didn't happen for us today. Even at the end when Connor, the spin on the ball's going the wrong way, if it's going the other way, it ends up at the back of the net. But like I say, the only thing we're going to do is get our heads down, keep working hard and making sure that we put it right next week.